Our show today, I'm Bobby Elias, and that song is We Are the World, and that's what we are. We're the beautiful world that we are. Today, we're going to talk about happiness and love, and how you can live longer by inserting more happiness into your life and more love into your life. We're going to have Dr. Wendy Trainer on in a few minutes, so hang in there. She's a health coach, happiness coach. All right. First of all, this show is on every Saturday, 2 p.m. It's called Let's Create a Better World. Our second theme is Body, Mind, Spirit, Healthy Aging. We also talk about dance, yoga, exercise. We talk about many ideas on making this a better world. So we have a lot of themes. All right. We're going to be most of the hour, myself and Dr. Wendy Trainer, going back and forth on issues that we think will help you live longer, be happier, and full of love. What beautiful subjects. Two of my favorites. All right, let me introduce our first guest. Dr. Wendy Trainer is a health coach. She has great seminars, great meetings. She just put her new book is coming out now, which she'll tell us at the end of the show. Dr. Wendy, how are you?
I'm amazing, Bobby. How are you?
I'm very happy. I'm happy and full of love today because that's the theme of our show. So let me just, I want you to tell our listeners about yourself, but first let me just, go ahead, do that first, and then I want to give you my take on happiness and then get yours.
Okay. So,
Go ahead, do a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I have a PhD in psychology, and I have a new book coming out called The Gift of Cancer, Turn Your Tragedy into a Treasure, a Treasure Map to Happiness.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, and you are a happiness coach, and
yes,
we love you, and you've done well on the show before.
Oh.
You're becoming a regular, so we love you. All right, so let me first give you my take on happiness. First of all, this is how I live. I'm going to go about 2 minutes on this, and then I want your feelings. Every morning I wake up, and I'm just blessed and happy to be alive. Mm. I'm grateful for all the things that I have, and I do not even think of what I do not have. Mm. All these things I'm going to tell you make me happy. First of all, I'm grateful that I have a bed. Many people in the country and around the world don't have a bed. They don't have water. They don't have a bathroom. They don't have anything. I have a bed, a place to sleep. Mm. I have food, a refrigerator. I have a car. I have beautiful children. Mm. I dance. I do yoga. I do meditation. I have great friends. I'm so, so, so happy. I'm blessed to be in this world. I wake up, then I do meditation. Even if I'm busy and I have a long day, I'll do at least 5 minutes of deep breathing and quiet, peaceful meditation on what a beautiful world it is.
Mm.
And lots of love. And I just feel so good. Then I get a green juice. Green juices has wheatgrass, has vegetables, has things in the ocean like chlorella and spirulina. I drink that down and I feel so good. And I just plan my day. About 30 minutes later, I have a great breakfast and I go on the day that way. But I believe in a vegan diet. I believe in exercise. I believe in positive thinking. And that's one of my secrets to a long life and a happy life. Then I go on. I go to the park. I go walking. I look at the birds and the squirrels, breathe that fresh air. I sometimes take my tennis shoes off and walk on the grass and ground myself. Then I keep walking more and exercise. I look at the trees. I look at the, everything around me. If I'm not in the park, if I'm in the street, I just walk. If I'm not that, then I go to the... It'd be beautiful. I could be near a lake, looking at the birds, the squirrels, all the animals. That's life. That's beautiful. That's what I do. I do... You can exercise, you can do yoga, qigong, those are things you can do for your health. I'll go on that list later. I'd like to get your take on what I said and how you feel about happiness. If you'd like, I can ask you the first question, and that is your description of happiness and dreams. Go right ahead, please. Dr. Mindy.
Wow, thank you, Bobby. I just want to share that Bobby's morning is very similar to mine, and Bobby's one of the happiest people I know. You know, every morning I also meditate. I do green juice. I do yoga. I do a walk in nature. And like Bobby, I don't eat red meat. I don't eat chicken. And I actively cultivate a positive attitude. And grounding, I just did grounding a few days ago. I did find myself low on energy, and I took off my shoes, and I just stood for 30 minutes. I don't know scientifically how long they say you need to stand, but I just stood for 30 minutes on the ground, barefoot, and 30 minutes later, my energy skyrocketed, and I was feeling amazing again. So I even ground now, too. Amazing. So what is my take on happiness? I believe bliss is our basic state, that we, our true identity is a joyful, wonderful, peaceful, loving identity. And wow. My dream is really for everyone to realize and remember their true identity.
Beautiful. You know, I want to talk to you about emotions, but first let me give you my take on emotions. You know, it's been proven, and the last time we did this, Dr. Wendy, the show was cut off after the first 20 minutes, about a month or a little over a month ago, as you recall. And I talked about, I had books in front of me by some of the great authors about how you can live longer. I had scientific proof, and I read it. And I'll tell you, basically, it's if you are happy, at peace, people that are happy, at peace, and loving, and having a good time, and doing all the things they want to do, live 5 to 10 and more years longer than they would normally. On the other side, if you're sad, upset, nervous, anxious, fighting with people, negative, bitching about everything, excuse me that word, you're going to live 5, 10 or more years less than you would normally. So that's the emotional factor that I have to say. Your take, Dr. Wendy.
Oh, wonderful, Bobby. That's so in alignment with what I've just been reading. I just read an amazing book that everyone else can read too, called Radical Remission by Dr. Kelly Turner. And in it, she explains at the chemical level why what you're saying is true. And to summarize it, basically she says when we are feeling love, or, you know, joy as well, I'm sure, but particularly I remembered when she was talking about love, she says we experience these different chemicals in our body that actually get rid of cancer cells or actually boost our immune system. And so by cultivating positive emotions for ourselves through love and joy, we're actually releasing hormones into our bloodstream that enable us to increase our immunity to cancer-causing agents, thereby increasing our lifespan.
Wow, that's great. Okay, we're going to talk about true joy next. I know you have some good things on that. Let me say, for my way of joy is doing all the things that I want to do, all the loves that I want, such as I go to a party, I'm with family, I'm with a loved one or friend, having dinner, looking at a show, going to a film, theater, art gallery, music. There's so many wonderful things to do. And take a walk. That's beautiful. Meditation, yoga. Those are all, to me, true joy. I'm at peace and joy. Joy to me is the same as happiness, only I love what you have to say about it. So your take on true joy.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Bobby. I believe true joy, again, is really who we are. It's our basic state is this blissful, joyful, bubbly, loving, peaceful state. And in order to access it, all we have to do is follow our heart. Figure out what makes you smile, what makes you happy, and then do it. Whether it's your job, whether it's the people you allow into your life, whether it's your creative activities, whether it's the meditation or the yoga or the exercise that makes you feel amazing, whether it's the foods that you eat, listen to your body, and it will tell you what it likes. Listen to your heart. It will tell you if you're on the right track because it beats enthusiastically, giving you joy as a reminder that you're on the right path.
Oh, beautiful. That's great, Dr. Wendy. For those of you coming in a little bit late on our show, I'm Bobby Elias, and the name of this show is Let's Create a Better World. And I'm very blessed and lovingly happy to have on Dr. Wendy Trainer. She's a happiness coach, PhD, has a new book out, which we'll tell you about. She is just full of love and happiness all the time. Everywhere, every time I talk to her, she just, all of her words are just full of those things. As much, if not more, than anyone I know.
Wow.
So let's go to the next subject. Let's go to the next subject, which is being free. And to me, being free means being spontaneous. Do what makes you happy, whatever it is. Some of the things we talked about earlier, or just being yourself, joy in the world. Your take on being free.
Wow. Bobby, I'm so glad you asked. That is my main interest right now is freedom, and I believe that in order for us to feel free, we have to not only know the truth of who we are, feel the truth of who we are, but also act in alignment with the truth of who we are. So many of us in the world feel pressure to betray the truth of our hearts because social pressure. People want us to conform to their ways. They say, we won't like you unless you do what we say. And so sometimes we feel like, oh gosh, we gotta do what they say so they like us. But the truth is, no, be true to you. That is the key to your happiness, to your freedom. And the truth is, all of us on this planet are a unique expression of the whole. And for us to silence the truth of who we are is like for us to be a saxophone or a flute that remains silent in the symphony of life. You are that saxophone. You are that flute. We need to hear you sing your song so the symphony of humanity can continue on.
Oh, boy, that is wonderful. Special note to our engineer, Martin. Martin, if you're there, let me know if you're there right now because I want to ask you, we may be taking some questions from listeners in about 10 or 15 minutes. So if you're there, let me know or just come in and let me know that you're available for that. And we'll give the number out and we'll have our listeners call in if we have time. I think we can have some time in about 15 minutes if it's okay with you, Dr. Wendy.
Oh, I would be honored.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, I take some questions from me. Thank you, Martin. that I am blessed to have a wonderful, this guy is a great engineer, been with us for a little over 2 months. Everything we do is just perfect. Thank you, Martin, for being there for us and being a great engineer. So, you know, another thing, Dr. Wendy, men, I know two or three men, the producer of this show, Jimmy D, when we see each other, at the end of the night, we say, I love you to each other. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, it's okay to say I love you to another man. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I had a lady I made a call to today to hear the show. I said, love you at the end of the show. I do it with my kids all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, don't take that the wrong way. It just means I'm full of love, and I want to let them love to you. Your take on that.
I love it, Bobby. And you know what? Just like you, I'm blessing everyone I meet with love, whether verbally or silently. And if there's someone in your life who you feel is not loving to you, silently bless them with love. And if you're like me, you will observe a remarkable shift in that person. Just changing how we perceive a person will change our experience of that person.
That's beautiful. But guys, I do say that once in a while to only a few select friends. Be careful, because one time I had a great conversation with this guy, and I said, love you. He said, oh, really? Can we? He was gay, so I had to be careful there. I said, no, I just meant I like him. I like what we're doing. You know, I had to explain to him what I meant. Funny. Anyway, let's go to our next subject, which is love. And I'll give you my take first, and I'd like yours next, Dr. Wendy. And I really love you being on the show. For those that are coming in late, this is Dr. Wendy Trainer. I'm talking to our special guest today. We're going to be on the whole show today. She's wonderful. She's a happiness coach and full of love, joy, and just everything. And we're talking about happiness, and now we're going to talk about love. My take on love. And by the way, I'm Bobby Elias. This show is called Let's Create a Better World. We want you listeners to keep coming in, and we're going to take calls in a few minutes. Love. It's the most beautiful word in the world, Dr. Wendy. It is just, every day I say it. Now, what do we do about love? To me, the first thing that you should do is go in front of the mirror and look at yourself and say, I love you, and mean it. How can you love anyone or anything unless you love yourself first? So, no matter what your faults are, no matter what your problem, there's people that hate themselves. You think they're going to live long or not get sick? Oh, my God. So love yourself and love everything about you. This is you. Thank the world for bringing you this way and who you are, no matter what, no matter if you're handicapped or whatever the problems you have. People I talk to, they have many problems. Well, you know, look at the good side. Be grateful what you have, not what you don't have. But I love myself, and here's what I do, Dr. Wendy, and I want your take on this. When I'm going someplace, and I don't do this all the time, but I try to remember, let's say I'm going to go meet some important people, an important meeting. I will, in my own life, right here where I'm at, first I'll send love to them. I'll just think of them, and say, I love you to all of them, and I send it out to them in the air. And I just send so much love out to them. By the time I get there, somehow the love is there. If it's not for them, it's for me. But usually, if I come in with a loving mood and happiness, they're going to respond that way. So when I greet people, I greet them with lots of, I won't say the word love, but I feel love in me everywhere I go. Your take, please.
Wow. Bobby, you've touched on so many important points. I will try to respond as concisely as I can. I'm very excited by what you said about how important it is for us to love ourselves. I can't agree more. I call myself a teacher of self-love and happiness expert because self-love is also the key to happiness. And if anyone is listening now and you feel like, oh my gosh, how could I possibly love myself? I have two stories briefly. One is, I used to think the same thing about myself, and it wasn't until I started the practices of meditation and yoga that I was able to realize that the ugliness that I thought I saw in myself was not actual. It was just tangled thoughts and emotions, like a precious little baby lamb that had been stuck in a nettle bush. I had thought I was the nettles, but I discovered I'm the little lamb, and the same is true of you. So anyone who feels like, oh, I'm not lovable, know that it's only because you haven't released the negative emotions and thoughts yet. And as soon as you do, which you can through these body and breathwork practices, walking in nature and the meditation yoga, you will come to discover the truth of who you are, which is a gorgeous, radiant, shining star, and you just cannot help but love yourself and your life. So I encourage you all to make that realization, and by starting your meditation or yoga practice. And if you need guidance in that, as your happiness coach, I'd be honored to help. And I'm sure Bobby has leads that he could share with listeners also. Second story, briefly. When I was in a state that was very depressed before I was diagnosed with cancer, and I actually talk about this in my book, I had noticed a man with no legs who was gaily, happily, joyfully skateboarding. He had no legs. He was just belly button up, it appeared, balancing on his skateboard, and he was happy and he was whole. And here was a man who could not walk, but he was free. He was missing limbs, but he was whole. And I realized he knew his secret that I had yet to learn. And I thought, what is his secret? And through my own cancer journey, I came to discover that he loved himself. He knew he was lovable. And it was because of that love that he felt he was able to feel the love and joy of who he is and emanate that joy to everyone around him, that love and joy.
Oh, and that's great.
Is that good enough, Bobby?
That's beautiful.
Okay,
I love
good.
It.
Good, because, you know, I can say more, but I think I'll stop with those two stories.
That's one. Okay, well, you can always say more. When we have plenty of time on the show for closing thoughts, so save any more for your last minute, 1 or 2 minute thoughts at the very end. We're running pretty fast here, so we're going to have time for questions and answers in a few minutes.
Great.
Let's just cover one more or two more little things. I have a friend listening to the show. He's a male, and I called him this morning to talk about things, and quite often he complains about his roommate. Has to be a female. And they argue a lot. Sometimes I'm on the phone and they argue. And I'm trying to, he's listening to the show today, so I hope he's taking this in and knowing that this is what I want to express to him and to everyone. And then we're going to go into forgiveness. You have to, no matter who you're around, if they're complaining all the time or arguing with you or yelling at you, put you down, just, men, hey, when a woman is going really upset at you, don't say one word. You're going to add fuel to the fire. Just leave her alone. Let's quiet down, and it'll go away. If you start arguing, you're just going to keep that fire going immensely. You don't want that. You want to just let her, she'll calm down, and then when she's going to calm down, move even, just tell her you love her. And then just try to talk. I'll give her a hug, and say something positive, right? And when you say something positive to them, they can't help but say something positive back. How are they going to argue? You calm them down. That's what I do, and it works. But if you don't mind, Dr. Wendy, let's go to our next subject, which
yes.
is forgiveness.
Oh, yes.
Briefly, to me, forgiveness is, I was in a very bad relationship and some horrible, horrible things. My money was taken away in court, and et cetera, et cetera. And I went through hell. I mean, lies were made up about me, and it was rough. It was bad. Mm. But, you know, I read books, healing books, and they said to, believe it or not, back then, this was some time ago, it said forgive her. I said, what? How can I forgive her? I kept reading and thinking about it and getting more into it, and I said, well, I guess I have to. I'll just do it. It was the hardest one to forgive because I forgive everyone. But this was the toughest one. It took a few years. I forgave quite a bit, but then I had to do more and more forgiving, and I finally did it, and I feel better. When we forgive people, we get rid of a lot of bad vibes, bad everything. I'd like to get your take on that, Dr. Wendy.
Oh, thank you for asking, Bobby. Absolutely. Emotion is energy, and when we are feeling anger, we are blocking that flow of energy, and that energy that's expanding outward is love is joy, and when we feel anger, we are siphoning off that flow. So in order to reestablish the flow of energy that is love and joy, we need to forgive. So you may feel that that person who wronged you isn't worthy of forgiveness, but you're really doing it for your own health and your own happiness. You
right.
see? And if it's hard for you to forgive, I have found in my own practice that just sitting on my meditation cushion and allowing myself to feel the emotion, I am able to watch it dissipate as I shine the light of awareness on my true feelings. And after an hour on the cushion, maybe I have to do it for several days over a course of months, but eventually the emotion is dislodged and the energy flow resumes again. And that is
wow.
joy. Yeah, and that is love.
That's great.
Thank
wow.
you. It is powerful. Good.
Yes. All right, let's get, we're going to go to our listeners that might want to call in. I'm not sure how many we'll have because we didn't announce it. I didn't do it in the promos, and I haven't told people about it. We're going to try to get one or two. But before we do that, I just want to tell you another thing that I use for happiness, and that is my diet, what I eat. It's been proven, and I know many of you out there listening, some of you new people that I've gotten hold of, like to eat meat. That's fine.
Mm.
You cut back on it, I say, but I don't eat any meat. It's been proven that 5 countries in the world, and I can name the countries if I have to, there's more anger, more hate, more war from those countries because they eat lots of meat. I mean, lots of meat.
Mm.
The countries that are more peaceful and more quiet, and more, they don't have as much violence and war and whatnot. And the people, too, leaders, et cetera. But I eat a complete vegan diet. I have juicing, green juices, berry juices, red juices, cruciferous, all the rock-sprouted vegetables. I have juices every day, 4, 5, 6 juices a day. At least. And I have lots of vegetables and fruits. I eat organic. I eat sprouted. I don't go to restaurants because most of the food is bad. I be careful of genetically engineered foods that are chemically induced, and they're killing people, and they're making people sick. I eat very careful, and I feel so good. That's one of the secrets to being happy, in my opinion. Your take on that, Dr. Wendy.
Wow, Bobby. I totally agree. And I have one very bizarre story to share if you want to hear.
Yes.
I can't explain it. I haven't read anything like it anywhere. But the truth of my experience is, I stopped eating all meat except for fish. So I still eat fish, and that may be changing soon. But I do eat fish right now. And I noticed after I'd gotten dairy out of my diet, I got meat out of my diet, I stopped eating sugar. Though I do have it, I must confess, once in a while. But I mainly eat natural sugars, fruits and such. But I noticed that when, by mistake, on 2 independent occasions, I accidentally drank milk, a milk product, I discovered that I felt anger on both of those days. And I rarely ever feel anger. I don't even feel anger. For me, anger is like a distant sunset. You know, it's I don't feel it. But on the 2 days that I drank milk, I felt it, and I thought, that's really weird. And that's just the truth of my experience. I haven't read anything about it anywhere. Can't explain it. Except I have heard people say that when we are eating meat, we may be eating the chemicals of an angry cow or an angry animal, because they were slaughtered and they were given living conditions that were below that which would promote joy and peace. So I think, something's going on. I don't know what it is, but I would say let's avoid meat products.
Yeah, not only that, Dr. Wendy, but, people don't realize it. Breast cancer is caused by eating too much meat, especially beef.
Really?
It's a new study that just came out.
Wow.
Not only that, but meat has hormones in it. They use chemicals to paint it, make it look red and fresh and clean.
Wow.
The cows eat other dead cows. They eat cows that are sick and dying, and I mean that have cancer.
Oh.
A lot of chickens, enormous amount of chickens have cancer.
Oh.
So when you're eating meat, you're eating cancer, you're eating death, you're eating anger. And what, like Dr. Wendy just said, when they're about to die, they get real anxious. They're hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you're eating that anxious anxiety. You don't want to eat that. Come
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was meant for us to eat from the trees and from the ground.
Yes.
It's been said by some of the great philosophers and some of the great, great people that I've studied.
Yes.
Gandhi and many, Socrates, many people were vegans and vegetarians way before our time.
Yes.
Anyway, let's move on to the phone calls. See if we get some. If you're there, Martin, our great engineer, I'm going to give the number out. And if anybody wants to talk to Dr. Wendy and ask her a question about happiness or love, I can chime in and Dr. Wendy can chime in and we'll take turns answering the questions. And the number to call if you want to ask a question is 888-874-4888. I'll repeat that. That's our engineer. He'll answer the phone, give your name and what city you're calling from, and he hopefully, Martin, you can tell us we got a call from so-and-so from, and what city they're from, and we'll get the question and we'll take it from there. So that number again, 888-874-4888. That's our New York studio and our engineer, Martin. Call him and tell him you have a question. And Dr. Wendy and I will be here talking until we get a question, if we do get one. And if we don't, we're not going to worry about it. Right, Dr. Wendy?
That's right. We're going to be just grateful no matter what happens.
Hey, Bobby, this is Stefan. I just got in here. Can you hear me?
Oh, good. Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. You have a question? Go right ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Wendy, I heard you talking about meditation. I actually got into that just about 2-3 years ago. I fully kind of incorporated that in my life. And
wow.
I've been doing great in the mornings and the evenings. And just really when I'm walking, I'll close my eyes, of course, not for too long, but, you know, a few steps, just kind of take some deep breaths in. It's been great. And when I, at night, when I meditate about 5 to 10 minutes usually, I have thoughts coming to my head, and I've heard this from other people. You know, I push them aside, and I work on focusing on my breath.
Hmm.
Now, I've tried to tell one friend in particular about this, about meditation. She says, oh, I can't do this. I just have so much going on in my head. I can't. She basically can't still her mind, and she can't get to that cognitive state. What would you recommend that I tell her that she could do, or what do you recommend
Definitely.
To kind of
Definitely. Awesome.
Detour people away from saying, I can't meditate, I can't do that? What do you think?
Awesome question, and thank you so much. What's your name?
Stefan.
Stefan, what a beautiful question. I'd be honored to answer it.
Yeah.
I have two responses for your friend. One is start with yoga on the cushion. I've not only heard that that's what some of the people did in ancient times, that they would do yoga before they sat on their cushion, but in my own life, I started a practice of yoga for 3 years before I could sit on a cushion for 3 minutes. So that's my first recommendation. And then my second message for your friend is, it took me, Dr. Wendy, 7 months of sitting on a meditation cushion every day for 30 minutes before I got into the zone. So when I started meditation, I was crying. I felt anger. My thoughts were swirling. I was having the same exact experience, I believe, that your friend is having now. So if you encourage her and tell her, look, you know, even people who have been meditating almost every day for years and now have cultivated a life that just feels amazing, they started where you started. And if they can do it, you can too.
Yeah, you probably know a lot about that, because that's how I went through a stage two, where I think it's like the conscious mind not wanting to, like the ego, I like to say, too.
Yes.
You know, it's like, hey, don't do this. What are you doing? And
yes.
it might result in crying and fear, and definitely, yes. Yeah, I see what you're saying there.
Definitely. Thank you, Stefan.
No
that's
problem.
Beautiful. Wow.
Thanks,
thank you, Stefan. Any more? Our engineer, Martin, if you have any people, you come in and let us know who, their name and their city, and or just have them come in and just ask a question. Just interrupt us. Don't worry about it. Dr. Wendy,
at the end of the show, or maybe even now, we can talk about how you've been working hard to get this book together, and then at the end of the show, we can give you contact information and,
love it.
And about the book. Go
Thank
ahead.
You. Thank you.
Sure. Go ahead. Tell us about your book.
Oh, good. I'll tell
started.
You now. Sure. So, as you may have heard, this book is about happiness, and it's based on the cancer journey that I had, and it's really a book for people regardless of whether they've had cancer. And I am just so excited to bring it and birth it out into the world because I've been working on it for almost a decade, and it's been a labor of love. And my hope is that you will experience as much joy from the book as I had writing it. And just so you know, a big portion of it has been scientifically proven to uplift mood. So I did pilot studies on this book, or a big portion of this book, before now. And if it made those people happier.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Bob, how is that? Is that good?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
That's okay. It might be the third line that Stefan joined us on.
Somebody just hang up for a second.
That's
right. Maybe that's Stefan. I don't know. I'm looking forward to your book. I want to get a copy. And as we go along, Dr. Wendy, because you're a happiness coach and vegan mood and love, being grateful is another one that I'm into very heavily. And I've worked with and studied and talked to Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Eckhart Tolle.
Yes.
These are the great, great people, some of them. There's
Aren't
more
they amazing?
Other people, too,
yes.
That really are into the positive thinking thing and being grateful. And it's just a wonderful thing. And I, you know what we can do, Dr. Wendy, if we can talk about it later. I'd like to do a CD with you, not only on this show, about what we just did, this show, period. And or we could just do one special one for half an hour, an hour, about happiness and love, anything else we want to talk about. And we have that CD to show the people who we are and what we're about, and this great, great subject. What do you think?
I think it's a neat idea. I'm honored that you would want to embark on that journey with me. I think it's a neat idea. And
yes.
I got to tell you right now, I'm so immersed in the whole book launch that I need to climb that mountain first before I can join up on the next project. But when I have climbed this mountain and launched the book out, let us reconnect and re-envision what we can co-create.
Beautiful. Is our engineer there, Martin? There's a lot of noise coming in from the phones. I don't know what it is. If you could help us with keep this phone line a little more free. I don't know. I'm sure it's not your fault. But if anybody there wants to ask a question, please call 888-874-4888. Anyone, any question. And we've only got so many minutes left, about 8 minutes left for this segment with Dr. Wendy.
Hey, a call.
And why don't you start giving your contact information now, and then we'll also have time for final thoughts.
Great.
In case we don't get any calls.
Excellent.
That might be somebody trying to call in the show, but for some reason, I don't know what's going on here.
No problem.
Give us your contact information.
Contact information. Anyone who's interested in getting this upcoming book of mine called The Gift of Cancer, Turn Your Tragedy into a Treasure, A Treasure Map to Happiness, you can join my email list at icanheal.com, and you will get an announcement when the book comes out, and it's going to come out, I'm pretty sure it's going to come out this summer. It could be, you know, the end of June. It could be in August. It's really a function of when the printer finishes printing the books and when they start. So everything's ready to roll. Definitely sign up in the green box with the plants on it at ICanHeal.com, and you'll get that announcement.
Is someone there with a question? I heard somebody say hello. Hey.
Hello.
I don't know who that was.
That was great. It was a real friend.
Martin, is that Judy?
My name is Fernando.
Hi, Fernando.
Hi, and I wanted to ask you, as I watch many times on television, many of the foods for brain and heart, etc., they mention meditation, but they always mention physical exercise.
Yes.
I didn't hear you mention that.
Oh, very good. As a way to achieve happiness?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. I shouldn't say it's imperative, because as we know, my friend who had no legs, he was happy. And, you know, if you have no legs, it's not as easy to get, you know, walks in. But in my experience, exercise has been an imperative part of my happiness journey. And if you do have legs, I highly encourage you to use them and do walks, ideally in nature. And in my experience, walking uphill is a really wonderful way to achieve happiness.
Yeah, and if you heard, for Fernando, if you heard the show earlier, I did mention that to go to a park and exercise and look at the beautiful trees and then walk, exercise. And also yoga, mentioned that, and meditation. Those are all, but move the body. And, you know, there's a lot of ways you can body exercise and feel good. And
that
we definitely encourage that.
How about weights, like the weightlifting, you know, bodybuilding with lightweight? Because I see a lot of gyms today for the young people and high school kids. Everybody's lifting weights nowadays.
Wow.
More than in the past.
Wow. I can tell you what I do. I don't lift weights because I do yoga. And when
okay.
I do yoga, I am working with the weight of my own body to create strength. But it's not the same kind of muscle tone you're going to get if you lift weights. If you look at my body, I'm pretty skinny and not, you know, I don't have big muscles like Popeye or anything. But lifting weights is something that can be done. My mother does it. She's 74, and she lifts weights, and she's stronger than I am. And she seems pretty happy. So I guess I don't know scientifically. Maybe Bobby can help us here.
Well, I would say, Fernando, if it makes weights, lifting is great. I mean, you guys walk around with great bodies, and they have a six-pack, and it is just great lifting weights. It's you're right. That's a very key. If you like it, then that creates happiness, and that's what you want. Find something you like in the way of exercise, no matter what it is. Qigong, yoga, meditation, or meditation, that's not exercise, but in a way it is. It's exercise for the brain. But there's so many things you can do, and weightlifting is one of the best. You're probably buffed if you're a weightlifter, right?
Well, I'm not buff, but I've always done bodybuilding throughout my life. I'm 72. I'm 72.
That's great.
And I also wanted to ask her, this is besides the body weight, of Paramahansa Yogananda.
Yes.
Have you read him?
Oh,
I'm sure you have. But I'm very interested in your opinion of Paramahansa.
I'd be happy to share it.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
go right ahead.
Should I start, or do you have a specific question?
Well, my question is your take on Paramahansa Yogananda, the yogi of the autobiography of a yogi that he wrote back in the 50s.
Yes.
Because I read it in the 60s, and it was life-changing for me.
Yes, it was life-changing. It was life-changing. It was life-changing for me also. And I can tell you two stories. But you want my opinion. I believe that Yogananda is a powerful teacher and a man of truth. And he changed my life. I have a story that you will not believe, but it's absolutely true. As I was reading his book, I, you know, stopped reading it after I'd started it after several days, and I went on my meditation cushion, because I had a cushion at this time, and I asked for guidance. I asked the divine to help guide me. And I thought, you know, I'd get some message from my inner voice, or, you know, I think we all have inner voices. Gandhi had one, Socrates had one, even Stephen King has one, which means you have one too. And instead of getting a, you know, my inner voice talking to me, I got in my mind's eye a vision of Yogananda. And it was so real because with my eyes closed, he was blinking them open and closed, his eyes. And it was so real, I opened my eyes, and I could still see the vision with my eyes open. And I thought, wow, that's really weird. And believe it or not, when I went back to reading the next chapter right before I'd stopped, Yogananda talks in his book about having the exact same experience where he was in meditation, some saint or someone came to him and blinked his eyes as if it was a real person. He opened his eyes and he could still see that vision. So the fact that I had that bizarre experience to me came as confirmation that Yogananda is a real, you know, some people say he's an avatar, and and I think there may be truth to that.
That's wonderful.
Whoa, that's great.
Yeah,
thank you for calling in, Fernando.
Beautiful. You bet. You guys are a great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, and great questions. And we're always willing to take two or three questions from one person. And I want to let our listeners know, and even Dr. Wendy, that 2 weeks from now we're going to have one of the greatest psychics in the world right now. I should know because I've been around and with and always looking for the best psychics, and I found one of them. Her name is Darshini. She's going to be on here in 2 weeks from now, and we're going to take questions and answers. She obliged to do that. And Dr. Wendy, when you're on again, hopefully soon, we'd like to spend more time on questions and answers on whatever subject we pick out, whether it's happiness, love, or I want to get into more of love because I think it's so beautiful. There are so many parts of love. We haven't talked about intimacy and things of that sort. And another time we can get into all those things because, like yourself, I have a lot of thoughts on that and studying it myself. But Dr. Wendy, as we're wrapping up here, briefly, quickly, one more time, contact information, and then just half a minute of a final thought for everyone as we have to close this segment out. Go ahead.
Great. Thank you. Contact information, icanheal.com is my main website. I'd love to hear from you. There's a little contact window where you can send me a message. Just look under where it says contact information. Also, I invite you to icanheal.tv. It's my YouTube channel with inspirational videos, over 400 that are free of charge, of course. And lastly, if anyone needs to, I am available to talk to you at 310-YES-LOVE. That's YESLOVE, 310-YES-LOVE. And as a closing remark, I just want to thank all our listeners for taking the time to join us today. It was such an honor and a pleasure to share this Saturday with you. Thank you.
Well, God, thank you so much, Dr. Wendy. You were wonderful. Your insight, and what I love about Dr. Wendy, if I may tell our listeners, you are just so full of love, joy, happiness, peace, harmony. Every time I talk to you, I see you. Good God, you're one of the world's best at that.
Me as you are.
And listeners, we have an amazing name, Dr. Sarah Larson. She's in Los Angeles, and she's been not only a co-host, but she is also another woman that's full of love. So you and her are at the top of my list of people that I know, and I know a lot of people, that are just exuding with love and happiness. So, Dr. Wendy, thank you so much for being on this show, and we'll be talking again soon.
It's such an honor to be here. Thank you, Bobby, for making it possible.
You've been great.
Thank
All right.
You. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. That was a great segment, and if you hear our show in the future, we're going to have more shows. As I said, 2 weeks from now, we're going to have a great psychic, and you're going to be able to ask questions to her about And she's already predicted earthquakes and disasters in Europe. 2 years ago, there were a number of them that she predicted, and she was right on the money. And this, I have proof of this. And so you can ask her any question you want about yourself or about life or about anything. I'm going to talk to her about earthquakes in the United States and more specifically questions about that. Excuse me. So this show, we talk about health, aging, exercise. We talk about being grateful. We talk about the genetically engineered foods, about the corporations, and we get into all of that. So be sure to stay with our show. Our engineers, who are listening, Martin, we'd like to have a song. And so, engineer Martin, if you could put on the song Louis Armstrong, "It's What a Wonderful World," to end the show for the last minute or two. After I give thanks to a few people, I want to thank you, Martin, for a great engineering job. I want to thank our New York producer in charge of Progressive Radio Network. That would be Jason. This is the best station in the world. It just rated number one recently. It's also the fastest growing station in the world. And I'm so proud to have a show on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern time on this station. I want to thank our L.A. producer, Jimmy D. I want to thank a real workhorse that's been working overtime with lots of information about other speakers and in-depth information that we need for this show, and that would be Stuart Hassel, our associate producer. Thank you, Stuart. I want to thank our guest today, Dr. Wendy Trainer. She's just a marvel. She's just wonderful. And I want to thank you, all of our listeners out there. And I want to remind you to be grateful always. In the next few weeks, not only will we have the psychic, we're going to have cleansing, the right diet to eat, and how to live better and live longer. We're going to get into those things and depth. We're also going to have a speaker that's going to talk about the National Health Federation and what they're doing. They're fighting the White House. They're fighting the government to get more alternative health all over the place. And I'm excited about that. That would be Scott Tipps. He'll be on in the next, possibly this coming week, if not in 3 weeks. We're working all that out. So, again, thank you to everyone and for engineers. Go ahead and finish up the song, and we'll talk to you next week at this same time. Thanks, everyone.